Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Para pendengar sekalian, jutaan warga Australia akan mendapatkan kenaikan gaji sebesar 3,75%. Komisi Fair Work memutuskan untuk menaikkan upah penghargaan tepat di bawah inflasi, yang berada pada angka 4,1% pada akhir kuartal bulan April. Berikut ini adalah laporan selengkapnya yang disusun oleh Rania Yalop untuk SBS News. Bagi jutaan warga Australia, upah mereka tidak diubah oleh perusahaan tempat mereka bekerja, namun ditentukan oleh Fair Work Commission. Tinjauan upah tahunan mengubah pemberian upah yang menetapkan upah minimum yang harus dibayar untuk setiap pekerjaan dan industri. Mulai 1 Juli, upah penghargaan dan upah minimum akan naik sebesar 3,75%. Menteri Hubungan Tempat Kerja Tony Burke mengatakan ini adalah kemenangan bagi para pekerja.
What this means is 2.6 million Australians who are reliant on the award system get to see their pay go up. It means the minimum wage continues on the trajectory that's happened since we came to office.
Komisaris Fair Work, Hakim Adam Hatcher, mengatakan krisis biaya hidup adalah salah satu pertimbangan utama komisi tersebut.
In determining this level of increase, a primary consideration has been the cost of living pressures that modern award-reliant employees, particularly those who are low-paid and live in low-income households, continue to experience. This is notwithstanding that inflation is considerably lower than it was at the time of last year's review.
Satu dari lima pekerja Australia mendapat upah penghargaan. Komisaris Hatcher mengatakan kenaikan sebesar 3,75% sejalan dengan kenaikan upah lainnya, dan dia tidak memperkirakan kenaikan tersebut akan memicu inflasi.
The increase of 3.75% which we have determined is broadly in line with forecast wages growth across the economy in 2024 and will only make a modest contribution to the total amount of wages growth this year. We consider therefore that this increase is consistent with the forecast return of the inflation rate to below 3% in 2025.
Sebagai bagian dari proses peninjauan upah, Fair Work Commission menerima masukan dari berbagai pemerintah dan pemangku kepentingan lainnya. The Australian Chambers of Commerce and Industry atau ACCI menginginkan kenaikan sebesar 2%. CEO ACCI Andrew McKellar mengatakan kenaikan yang lebih tinggi akan menguji dunia usaha.
This tests the limits of what's acceptable from a business point of view. It will do little to take further inflationary pressure out of the economy, and that was our objective. We think that the most effective way to take pressure off the cost of living is get inflation down, get it back into that 2-3% target range that the Reserve Bank is pursuing. That will enable interest rates to come down quicker. That's the most effective way to take pressure off the cost of living and the cost of doing business from here.
Komisaris Hatcher mengatakan pemotongan pajak tahap ketiga telah dipertimbangkan oleh komisi.
We have also taken into account that modern award-reliant employees will shortly receive the benefit of the Stage 3 tax cuts and the budget cost of living measures, which are projected to increase real household disposable incomes over the next 12 months.
Menteri Burke mengatakan dia berharap komisi tersebut akan mempertimbangkan pemotongan pajak.
Fair Work Commission will always look at all the impacts across the economy. You can't expect them to do anything else. But some of the business groups and some of the commentators said those tax cuts should be in place of a wage increase. Some argued that those tax cuts should be an excuse for wages to fall. And the commission didn't accept that argument. What the commission has decided is you get a wage increase and you get the tax cuts and you get the cost of living relief. That's exactly what the government hoped for.
Keputusan tahun ini tidak terlalu signifikan dibandingkan tahun lalu. Dengan kenaikan sebesar 5,75% untuk tingkat penghargaan dan 8,6% untuk upah minimum nasional pada tahun 2023. Sekretaris ACTU Sally McManus mengaku puas dengan hasilnya.
The ACTU, the union movement, would have liked to have seen a bigger increase. Having said that, any day that working people get a pay increase, any day working people go forward in terms of a real pay increase is a good day.
Demikianlah laporan yang disusun oleh Rania Yalop untuk SBS News dan dibawakan oleh Dilail Abimanyu untuk SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.